My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Neighbors, right? Who hasn't been there? You know, it's 3 a.m. and all you want is a little peace and quiet, but nope, polka party next door. We've all got those nightmare neighbor stories. But what we're diving into today is way more serious than just like noise complaints. We're talking about a listener who reached out because she's legitimately terrified of her new neighbor's dog. And it's gotten to the point where she doesn't even feel safe in her own home.
Yeah. And that feeling of being unsafe in your own space, that's huge. Unfortunately, it's not always taken as seriously as it should be.
It's so true. Our listener, she wrote in and, well, her story starts out like picture perfect, peaceful neighborhood. She even mentioned those friendly waves from neighbors, like the dream, right? But then everything changes. New tenants move in next door. They've got this pit bull mix, Yogi, and suddenly our listener is living a nightmare. So, we're talking escalating fear, failed attempts to like reason with these people, even a really chilling confrontation. So yeah, today we're going deep on dog behavior, what to do when those neighborly disputes go way too far, and most importantly, how you, our listener, can navigate this kind of situation and hopefully feel safe again.
And it's fascinating, really, how quickly things can go from totally normal to deeply unsettling. Our listener, she goes from those friendly waves to being like straight up afraid to even go into her own backyard.
Totally.
And all because of this dog, Yogi, and how he acts, especially toward her two dogs, an older dachshund, and I think she said a younger poodle.
Yeah. And even early on, like right when these new neighbors moved in, our listener picked up on Yogi acting super strangely, especially towards the dachshund, which, you know, older dogs, they can be more vulnerable. She described it as like stalking along the fence line, that super intense stare, you know, the one at, like low growling.
Oh, yeah.
The kind of stuff that would totally make your heart pound. And she even said just like talking about it makes her heart pound. So
wow,
this isn't just a dog being a dog.
No, I mean, and this is important to remember, even if Yogi never actually like attacks this kind of behavior, it's already causing harm. And not just to her dogs, you know?
Yeah.
Think about the impact on our listener's sense of security, her well-being.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And the way she describes it, like shivers down my spine, my heart pounding. You can just feel that fear and anxiety like building with every encounter. So help us understand this. Is this Yogi being outright aggressive, or could it be like maybe he wasn't socialized properly, or even that he's scared? And then things get like way worse than just bad vibes. You know, our listener, she described this one time, her dogs and Yogi, they were barking at each other through the fence, which, okay, dogs bark, right? It happens. But then out of nowhere, Yogi just launches himself at the fence, like full on snapping, snarling, the whole scary dog thing. I swear I would have been terrified.
Yeah. And that's where the context is so important, right?
Yeah.
Like they talked about dog body language, but now you have to think about the owner too. What are they doing? And in this case, well, our listener said the guy, the neighbor, he was right there the whole time. Didn't even try to like pull Yogi back or anything.
Typical.
Instead, he starts yelling at our listener, says she's the problem for even trying to get her dogs to, you know, be quiet. Says they're upsetting his dog. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, come on. It's classic blame the victim. Your dog is lunging and snarling, dude. And it's not a one-time thing either, right? It sounds like it like almost became intentional on the neighbor's part.
It's so frustrating. And sadly, you might be onto something there. Like the listener mentioned a bunch of times where it seemed like the neighbor would like let Yogi out on purpose when her dogs were in the yard. He'd make these snide comments.
Yeah.
You know, about her being scared, even like mocking her for trying to talk to the landlord. This is beyond just irresponsible pet ownership. This is.
Well, it's starting to look a lot like he's using this dog to like intimidate her.
Yeah.
To control her. Like he's getting off on her fear.
Ugh, it's giving major mean girl in high school vibes. Except swap out the snide comments in the hallway for like a pit bull weaponized in your backyard. It's awful. And speaking of feeling powerless, she did reach out to the landlord about it, right? Hoping for some backup. She did. And it's actually something we hear a lot. This frustration that like going through the official channels, landlords, even the police. It often leads nowhere. People want someone to swoop in and fix it, but, well, real life is messier than that.
Totally. So let's talk about that, because I know I'm thinking it, and I bet a lot of people listening are too. Why didn't you just call the cops already? I mean, this dog sounds aggressive.
Right. You'd think it'd be that simple.
Yeah.
But there are a few things going on here. First, there's a lot of fear and stigma around, like, getting the police involved, especially with animals. People worry about looking dramatic or even making the situation worse, you know. And then there's the law. Specifically, the laws about dangerous dogs. And those, they're all over the place. They depend entirely on where you live. And a lot of times, without proving there was an actual attack.
Like a bite.
Yeah, a bite, exactly. It's tough to get law enforcement to, you know, actually do something.
Right.
And in our listener's case, it sounds like Yogi never actually got through the fence.
Okay, so that part makes sense, but it still doesn't change the fact that this poor woman is living terrified in her own home. And it's so clear how desperate she is, just from the way she describes everything. And it goes from bad to, like, next level terrifying when Yogi actually slams into the fence while our listener is out in her yard alone this time.
Oh, wow. See, that just adds a whole other layer of scary. Knowing you're completely alone, that if something happened,
no one to.
Exactly. No one to even, like, call for help. I can't imagine how terrifying that must have been for her.
No kidding. And that's when she finally calls the police, which, let's be honest, it's a tough decision to make in these situations. A lot of people wouldn't. So what happened? Did calling the cops help at all? So did those flashing lights actually solve anything? Well, not really. Our listener said, basically, the cops gave the neighbor a warning, and that was it. They left.
Typical.
But get this, the next day, the neighbor shows up at her door, supposedly to apologize.
Oh, please.
Right. Like, somehow I doubt those apologies came with, you know, any real remorse.
It almost never does, honestly. This is often just another way to, like, manipulate the situation,
yeah.
Make the victim doubt themselves.
Ugh. And did our listener buy it?
It sounds like she didn't, thankfully.
Not even little. She stood her ground, told the neighbor straight up, "Your dog is dangerous." But his response, oh, it was straight out of a horror movie. He said, and I quote, "He's my dog. I'll do what I want with him." Like, ice cold, you know?
Ugh. Makes my skin crawl just hearing it. That total lack of empathy. Mm. The fact that he just, like, doesn't care about the safety of our listener or even her dogs. It's a huge red flag.
Absolutely. And for our listener, it just adds to that feeling of being totally powerless. So I think a lot of people listening right now are probably yelling at their whatever device they're listening on, like, okay, but what can she do about it? The landlord was useless. The cops, what? I was a slap on the wrist. It's like, are you just supposed to move?
I get it. It's easy to feel that way. But even in these situations, even when it feels like you're totally stuck, there are things you can do.
Hmm.
And honestly, knowledge is power. So first things first, documentation. From this point on, everything gets written down. Dates, times, what happened, exactly what Yogi did. Were there any witnesses?
Not just, like, dog barked, but yeah. Lunged at the fence, teeth growling.
Exactly. Because that logbook, that's going to be your evidence. If you need to take legal action, it'll show a pattern.
Smart. And what about security cameras? It seems like everyone's got them these days.
Right. And they can be a huge help in this kind of situation. Having a camera pointed at your yard, especially that shared fence line, it's like, first, you've got proof. But also, sometimes even just knowing they're being recorded can be enough to make someone behave a little better.
Okay, so documentation is priority number one. Keep those notes, get a camera if you can. What else? Because even with evidence, our listeners still got to live next door to this guy, and I'm sure that's terrifying.
It's a good point. And it's why in these situations, I always say, community is so important. Our listener mentioned at the beginning those friendly ways from other neighbors. She could reach out.
Yeah.
Just casually, you know, see if they've noticed anything similar.
Oh, that's actually really clever. Shine a little light on the situation.
Right. Because that does two things. It shows her she's not alone, which is huge. And it creates this network of potential witnesses.
Right. Maybe this isn't the first time this neighbor has pulled this kind of stuff. Okay. So we've got documentation. We've got, like, building up that network of support. Anything else our listener could try before, you know, calling the movers.
Honestly. If those first things don't work, and if she feels safe doing it, mediation might be an option. Sometimes having a neutral third party there can make a world of difference.
Right.
Especially when things are this tense, you know?
Hmm.
They can help both sides talk, maybe even come to some kind of agreement.
Yeah, having someone there to, like, referee that conversation could be huge. But let's be real, this neighbor, he's not exactly screaming open to compromise, is he?
Sadly, no. Which brings us to, I hate to even say it, legal action. and I won't sugarcoat it. Going to court, it's often the last resort. It's expensive, it's complicated, and, well, the laws around dangerous dogs are all over the place. What you can actually do really depends on where you live.
So, like, hypothetically, what are we even talking about here? What kind of legal options are out there?
So it depends, but it could be things like getting a restraining order.
Mm.
Or, since this is all happening at her home, maybe pursuing legal action for, like, harassment, creating a hostile living environment. But again, that documented timeline, that's going to be key here.
Okay, so legal action is out there, but it's definitely a last resort. We've covered so much ground today. Before we wrap up, anything else our listener or anyone else dealing with this kind of scary neighbor situation should keep in mind?
Honestly, just that you are not alone. It's awful that this happens, but it does more often than we'd like to think. And there are resources out there to help. We'll make sure to include links in the show notes to, like, legal resources, places that do mediation, things like that.
Oh, and we'll link to some stuff specifically about neighbor disputes, too, because honestly, that could be a whole other deep dive.
For sure. And just a final thought for everyone listening, because you never know when you might find yourself in a situation like this. If you were our listener, what would your first step be and why?
That is such a good question. And it's so true. You just never know. Knowledge is power, friends. All right. Until next time, everyone, stay safe, stay informed, and keep those metaphorical guard dogs at the ready.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.